Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
On KNL, we continue now. We have with us Brady Mayor Tony Groves. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Howdy. I am well.
You are well today. It's been raining, and in my rain gauge, I got about an inch and a quarter over the last 2 days. I can't complain about that.
No, that's terrific.
I'm not sure that's going to fill up Brady Lake, but it's a start.
It's creeping up just a little bit. It's not losing anything to evaporation.
Good.
When I looked at water data for Texas, Brady Creek Reservoir, every day, you can check the level. Mm-hmm. It's about 5.5 feet below the overflow tube there.
Okay. But it's been raining, and we have more rain in the forecast. We'll see how that turns out as we go forward.
Yeah, and this is the rain in the watershed that's going to put water in the lake since the ground is saturated.
That's true.
You get the water on down there. So every afternoon I'm happy to see those thunderstorms come and not be nasty and damaging, but bring in the rain to us. So May is, 3.56 inches is the average rainfall in May, which makes it either the highest or close to the highest rainfall month for Brady. And so we had 1.8 before we started this week, so we may be at our average and going above.
We could be. It just depends on where you're at. You know, we had one report the other day of 3 inches over near Richland Springs there at one intersection of the county roads.
Yeah, Angelo, emergency management guys, every day now, because the weather's been so erratic, do a podcast that's not a public thing. It's officials that get a chance to look at it. And they were discussing the La Nina, El Nino shift that has occurred to look like it's going to be a wetter year for us than they originally thought.
And really?
They have actually predicted yesterday that we were going to get a lot of rain last night and this morning. So hit or miss, that's the way it goes.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Well, the Brady City Council met this week. That's the business of the day. So what did we cover?
We did. It started 6 o'clock as usual with all the calling everybody to order and starting with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. Didn't have any comments, but we had a lot of guests, folks from the Iron Horse Motorcycle Club to see the proclamation or to listen to it. We took some pictures. And
the proclamation was for?
Safety for motorcycle drivers.
Okay.
Out there, a lot of the emphasis was on, you know, pay attention, look out for them. They're not protected. They don't have all of the safety aspects that everybody else does. And paying attention, looking out for them is a big part of that. So they gave us a bunch of signs that you may see pop up around the city for emphasizing that. And we took a picture with 3 of the gentlemen that were part of that. We also had guests for 2 of the folks. One of the items here was filling some vacancies in the boards and commissions. So we had those folks there in case there were questions, and that all went well. But let's see, getting back to the agenda and everything, the consent agenda had a lot of items on it, 2, 4, 6 items on it. We pulled actually 3 of them out. The one of them, just anybody that's not familiar with the consent agenda, those are relatively routine things, non-controversial things that you can put into a block at the start of the council meeting. You have to read what those are to into the record, and then if a council member wants one of those or more than one of those pulled out, they can. So we pulled out the proclamation. We pulled out the one of the items there was going to be a noise variance, but the date had changed after we had published the agenda and didn't have time to republish. So that one was factually incorrect. So we pulled it out. And then the other one, a council member asked to look at the minutes of the work session. There was some discussion that the way the minutes were written might imply that a couple of council members were opposed to having a police force in Brady as well as the sheriff's office, which was not their position. It came up in the topic as we need to look at all options that are there. Mm-hmm. For instance, that option. We are very pleased with our police force and the cooperation with the sheriff's office as well as the state law enforcement folks, and we see that as a really important part of the city provided services that are there. So made that correction to the minutes and then moved on. The other things there were temporary closure of Blackburn and Elm Street at 3rd and 4th Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on July the 3rd for the First Methodist Church annual July Jubilee barbecue. We do that every year, and as we are actually going to celebrate 4th of July
this
year.
Yes, we are.
We get back in the rhythm of the things that we've done in the past. As I said, we did the proclaiming the May as the Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month. Then the discussion consideration regarding a resolution for TxDOT and City Streets closures for the 94th annual July Jubilee Parade to be held on the 3rd of July, the 4th being on Sunday this year. Discussion consideration possible action for noise variance at Brady Lake for the Bradshaw family reunion that takes place out there every year. So on the evening night of the June the 25th and 26th, they ask for an extension from the noise rules till 1 o'clock the next morning of each one of those days. Like I said, annual event where the Bradshaw family reunion takes place there. And we had a presentation about the wastewater treatment plant replacement project. That was to give the information on the bids that were received right at the end of last month, and then reviewed the lowest bids worked out to be the best bids as it worked through everything. And let me go to the presentation page that I have here in my notes, and I can give you some numbers associated with that. The significant things, the actual three parts to the wastewater treatment plant. One is you have to build it up to get it out of the floodplain, but still have it down low enough that it contributes to the gravity flow associated with the sewer water that's there. So that cost was included. And the office that will be there in the laboratory area that will be there was part of that, as well as the actual construction of the facility. The bids came in much more reasonable than they had in the past as we went through the two different parts. the earthwork and sewer line correction that's all part of that buildup was just under $621,000. The bid package for the laboratory and office building was at $805,000, and the actual building of the plant was at $12,670,000 to do that, for a total of $14,096,150 to do all of that. When you included the contingency funds that brought the bill, the total money set aside to $15,195,868 as part of that. The thing that we actually addressed after this presentation in one of the individual items was the issuance of certificates of obligation that would add to the money that had been given to us by the Water Development Board. They had given us a series of grants and loans that totaled $13,368,000. In those, when we went through the bid last time, the bids came out to a total of around $17 million. So we broke it apart into those three parts that I mentioned, so that we could get different contractors doing different kinds of things that they might bid, and they did bid a little bit lower on. So we had projected that we might need as much as $4.1 million in certificates of obligation. We set all of that up, got our bids, took a look at it, and we dropped that back to additional funds of just under $2 million. So we cut that in about half with a 30-year loan and a 0.16% interest rate on that money, with the money actually coming through the Water Development Board is the reason we got such a low rate and all of that. And that was approved as we went through that. Now, get back to the agenda. No public hearing associated with anything that was there, but started with discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the board vacancies. Very important to us. We had the list. Get back to that in my notes. Of all the boards and commissions and the Economic Development Corporation, and there are actually 72 places in all of that for the opportunity for folks to volunteer, sir, and participate in things like the let me find it here. Thumbing through. Here we go. Things like the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Zoning Board of Adjustments, Airport Advisory Board, Municipal Court Judges, the City Council, the EEC, the Brady Youth Association, and Hotel Occupancy Tax Grant folks, Tourism Administration Board, as well as a number of other boards. As I said, 72 places in there. Some of them are associated with jobs. For instance, the municipal court judge, the city council members, and then a number of individual jobs in the different organizations based on positions. For instance, the Hotel Occupancy Tax Grant Group has a member of the finance department, the city manager, a city council member, and somebody from the Visit Brady Group. In other words, associated with the chamber folks. So those are pretty well set. But 19 of the 72 fall into that category. We've got people all the way back to 2019 that are still on our list that need to either re-up or step aside. Eight of those folks said yes, that they wanted to stay with it. Four said no. And with the other vacancies, there were 28 places for people to have an opportunity to volunteer to be part of that. So I would say if you are interested in participating in things like the Planning and Zoning Commission or the Zoning Board of Adjustments or the Charter Review Commission comes up here in actually ended last year, so they will start another four-year term looking at the charter. Any of those kind of things, contact the city. Will also more prominently put on the website the list of where those vacancies are for people that want to volunteer to jump into those things. Like I said, we had two folks that volunteered to fill in positions on the Economic Development Corporation last night. So those were approved by a vote of 5-0. Discussion, consideration, and possible action for a council member to serve on the Council of Governments for the area, and Jeffrey Sutton agreed to stay with that. That's a one-term thing, or one-year term on that, and he volunteered again to stay with that. Item C was first and final reading of Ordinance 1321, authorizing the issuance of that $1,905,000 certificates of obligation. That passed 5-0. Item D, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1322 that abandoned an alleyway on blocks 18 and 19 in the Martin Heights addition over on the north side of Brady. That after looking at all of that, it's not used as a public thoroughfare. There are no easements that go through there, none of the utilities as part of that. So an application was made between those two blocks to abandon that. What happens is you go through a process in the city that culminates with the council approving it, and the city abandons it, and it becomes part of the landowner's land that are adjacent to that alleyway, which was one individual. And so those two blocks will grow a little bit, and it'll all come together as one piece of property that's platted and surveyed and set aside now to do that. Next was a discussion, consideration, and possible action on awarding professional engineering services to KSA Engineers of San Angelo for phase two of the North Davidson water main improvement that's part of our program for fixing the drinking water here, in the amount of $15,404. Gets kind of involved in all of that as we get grants and different funds of money. If there is some money left over at the end, there are generally some guidance on how you can use that. This was money that tied to the engineering aspect of that North Davidson water main improvement, to take it from a smaller line to a 6-inch line for another block up on North Davidson, I think between right around B Street there. So the city approved 5-0 that money could go to KSA Engineers, and then that ties to a Texas Department of Agriculture grant that that we had money in that allowed us to do construction of that project. The Department of Agriculture money could be used for construction, but it couldn't be used for the engineering plan part of that. So we combined two things, and that's no cost to us money that was already there that would have rolled back or be used in the projects there on the north side of town. Next, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the second and final reading of Ordinance 1319 to deny and disapprove the proposed rate change in schedule and service regulations for Encore. That's something that we do just about once a year nowadays, where if Encore wants to change its electric rates, they come and present that to the city, and they ask the city to not approve it so that it can go before the Public Utilities Commission of Texas, and they can look at it and go through their calculations to set the rate that was there, all part of the rules, regulations, and not easily understood activities on why a company presents a plan and says, asks you to disapprove it.
But as I understand, if I understand this correctly, basically it's part of the effort by Encore is to get a uniform rate rather than have to look at it from the standpoint where they have a individual rates with all sorts of, you know, communities and various operations, that it helps them, you know, the PUC set a basically uniform rate for them to use rather than have the inefficiency of having multiple individual rates. Is that about right?
That is correct. That's the end result of the whole thing. It just seems strange to me that Encore couldn't propose to set that uniform rate for everybody, but this way the PUC gets credit for that portion of the electric cost for the Encore customers, and the finger doesn't get pointed at
Encore.
Encore gets pointed at the PUC.
Yeah.
At least that's the skeptic's view of this. Yeah. So approved 5-0. Next, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding approval of the second and final reading of Resolution 2021-15 for the EDC project for ULM Enterprise, also known as SNAP Fitness, to upgrade their facility and their services that they provide. There are two items here back-to-back on the discussion. One of them approves the project, and the second one approves the EDC change to their budget. The city controls that budget or approves that budget, and when a change is made to the budget, that works out. So ULM Enterprises is borrowing $40,000, and if they provide 4 full-time job equivalents out of that improvement, they will get loan forgiveness for $22,500 of that EDC money that's there. Again, that's EDC money that exists in the EDC account, not the city money specifically. And so the next item was the ordinance that's required amending the EDC budget to fund the project at $40,000. That was approved 5-0, just like everything else was. And then the last item was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding to the proposed renewal of the Dodge Heights Edition existing lease agreements. Long story associated with that. Dodge Heights in the Davy Edition out on the far side of the lake there have been rental properties for many, many years that the city rented. We made a decision years ago that we would like to get that platted, put it in order, and sell the lots at the in that area. And so we had done that with the Davy Edition, and now we're proceeding on with Dodge Heights, which is a tougher situation because of the number of people that have lots and the shape of the lots and the location of the lots. The driving force was the state strong recommendation / requirement that if you're going to have a septic tank, you need to have a lot that's at least a half an acre to build an adequate septic system for your house. None of those lots were a half acre at either location, so we adjusted those, replatted out at the Davy Edition, and as I said, we've recently completed all of that in terms of the sale of those lots instead of a really, really low rate rental that the city was involved in out there. The complications out there in the discussion that took place resulted in this item being tabled and no action was taken, so that a work session or additional work by the city staff to get that squared away and come back to the council. Of course, the council likes to be involved in those things, and the way the system works is the staff works the problem and the council approves the solution. And at this point, sometimes the council gets involved in working the problem a little bit. And that's the plan with a tabling of that motion to be looked at a future work session. Then staff reports, basically no questions on the staff reports that were there. Good numbers on the, as part of that, on the sales tax that you had mentioned previously. About how well the city had done in the last month. The city, when we do this to the council, lags because frequently the council meeting, the second council meeting where we do the staff reports, those numbers are not available sometimes, so we lag behind. So we did those through the April numbers, and at that point we were almost dead even from the previous year, and then with now the month numbers that we have looking so good, that puts us above what we had expected. The sales tax money nets us this just about the same amount of money for the budget as the property tax does for within the city with our low tax rate. So we have a lot of interest in that, and that looks good going through that. Then we had a number of upcoming events that were listed. The last day of school, you had school on this morning. Mm-hmm. Budget work session at 3 o'clock on the 1st of June, followed by a regular council meeting, and then on the 15th of June, again, 3 o'clock work session, with a 7 o'clock regular city council meeting on the 15th of June. The employee family appreciation pool party at the swimming pool is scheduled for June the 16th. Of course, Independence Day, 4th of July, is on Sunday, so there's a holiday on the 5th to give people the 4th of July holiday. And on that week, because that's a Monday, altered trash schedule. I know the 5th of July is a long way off, so we'll continue to remind folks that this is one of those better days that if you put your trash out on the regular day, you don't miss the trash person. the people that pick up the trash will pick it up on the 6th, and the Tuesday people will be picked up on Wednesday the 7th, and then Thursday and Friday will be the same as part of that. But again, we'll put that information out. Regular council meeting in July is on the 6th and the 20th of July. And on the 13th, budget workshop from 10 until 4 o'clock, 6 hours scheduled on the 13th and the 15th to work the budget. That's typically what we do. And then on the 20th, we look from 1 to 4 o'clock to do the final touches of that. Then that gets scrubbed a lot, and it goes back through all the hoops that it needs to so that we get it published at the right time through the papers with a tax rate and a fee schedule and all those other things that we'll keep everybody aware of. Just the discussion of those dates as part of it, there were basically no other announcements as part of that other than to emphasize those opportunities to be involved with city government through the boards and commissions and corporation and that sort of thing. No executive session. So with all of that stuff that we had to do, we still managed to conclude our business at 7:39, so just about an hour and 40 minutes on the council meeting. The building quickly cleared, and we locked her down, and a very successful meeting.
And city government moves on.
They do.
Yep, moves on.
let me throw one more thing in the announcements. The movie schedule at the Palace Theater. It was mentioned to me that surprised me a bit, and I haven't checked to make sure it's correct, but I was told Brownwood Theater is still not operating. Fredericksburg is not operating a theater. And I was told that Lano is not. So we are not having a great turnout at our movies, but we're offering that service for the folks that want to come at 7:30 on Friday night, 7 o'clock on Sunday night. I'm sorry, Saturday night, and 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. There is a loyal, faithful crowd that comes and enjoys that at the theater, and the movie for this week is Unholy. We looked very carefully at how a movie titled Unholy might do in Brady, and we have some concern. But when you read the synopsis, as you did last week, when it was originally our plan, and then we extended Mortal Kombat, it appears to be a pretty good movie, and is not a movie on things that would convince you to be unholy.
No, it is. It's sort of inspiring, uplifting, you know, sort of positive and sort of aspects to it.
So we encourage folks to come
give it a shot.
The Palace Theater. $5 a ticket. Hard to beat that deal.
Hard to beat it.
Really low concession prices and a good friendly bunch there taking care of the theater.
Especially the guy taking your money when you go in.
Well, you know, it goes sometimes. That's one of the volunteer things I really enjoy doing, that, especially interacting with the kids that get to come up and tell me how many tickets and hand me the money and get the change and get the tickets.
Yeah, that's good.
That brightens their whole day to be involved in that responsibility, and sometimes startles the parents when I hand the tickets to the kids and that sort of thing.
But they startle the parents sometimes about how well they do it. Mayor, appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.